from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. This week, Governor Jerry Brown's controversial water project is back in the public eye. State officials are beginning hearings for the twin tunnels, as they're called, two massive water pipes planned in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Joining me now to talk about this multi-billion dollar juggernaut is Lauren Sommer, reporter with KQED Science. And Lauren, let's start with the why. Why does Governor Brown want to build these tunnels?
Yeah, this is his solution to this long simmering water fight here in California. You know, certainly the drought that we just had kind of brought it to the forefront. But people may not realize there's fighting over water in the state almost every year. And it's because of this water system that we have, you know, built more than 50 years ago. It's kind of having trouble keeping up with the state that we are today. It was designed to take water from Northern California, where there's plenty of water, and move it down to the Bay Area, to farms, and to Southern California. But it has a big impact on wildlife and endangered species, and it's just having trouble keeping up with all the demands that we have in this state.
So the governor wants to fix the water system, and he even calls this the water fix, but critics don't think it would fix anything.
Yeah, and it all has to do with the biggest problem in the Delta, this one piece of infrastructure. They're massive water pumps, just enormous. I mean, they're the engine of the whole water system. They can pull in millions of gallons of water per minute, and they send it hundreds of miles south down to Southern California. These water pumps have a big impact on endangered salmon and other wildlife. So this is what all the fighting is about. You know, when these are having a big impact on fish, the water pumping has to slow down. And obviously the people, the farms and the cities that don't get as much water are pretty upset about that. So these tunnels would take water from elsewhere in the Delta, from farther up the Sacramento River. And the argument is that hypothetically these pumps would be used less because we'd have the tunnels instead.
So quickly on the fish, it's because these pumps could be sucking the fish in. Is this the problem?
Essentially, it changes the water dynamics of the whole ecosystem. It pulls them towards the pumps. You know, it's just one reason that salmon are having so much trouble, but it's a big reason.
So it sounds like Southern California is really into this, but clearly some folks don't like it. Who doesn't like this?
Well, the people that live in the Delta, right?
Okay.
They don't want a big water infrastructure project right in their backyard, and they're worried that it's really going to affect the water quality of the water around them. But another big concern comes from environmental groups. And, you know, they argue that these endangered fish are having trouble because we just take too much fresh water out of the ecosystem, period. So using tunnels to take the water out instead of the pumps doesn't exactly solve the problem in their eyes of bringing back these endangered species.
What if the tunnels could be built with a guarantee that too much water wouldn't be taken?
Right. And here's the big hitch. I mean, this is a very expensive project, $17 billion. But it would be paid for mostly by the people that would use the water, these farms and cities. They don't want to pay for such an expensive project if they're not going to be guaranteed a certain amount of water, maybe even more water than they're getting today. They say without that guarantee, it just doesn't pencil to pay that much for a new project.
And is $17 billion is that everything? Is that all in?
That's not the financing cost. I mean, you have to borrow this money. So there's money on top of that to just get this done.
Wow. So whose decision is this? Will the public ultimately have a say in whether this huge project goes forward?
Yeah, there's a little bit of deja vu here. You know, back in 1982, California voters actually voted on a very similar project. It was called the Peripheral Canal, and they voted it down. This time around, it's going to be up to state agencies. And that's what's starting this week. They're going to be evaluating the impacts of these tunnels on people. But these hearings are going to take years. This was nowhere near getting built. And ultimately, the whole thing could end up in court.
Lauren Sommer, reporter with KQED Science, pumping out the coverage of the twin tunnels. Thanks, Lauren.
You're welcome.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.